Hey there, my awesome listeners. Avery Hot here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving? Like a human vending machine dispensing advice, support, and energy without even getting a thank you in return? Yeah, me too. But guess what? That's where the ancient philosophy of Stoicism swoops in like a superhero with a cape made of self-respect. Today, we're diving into how this wisdom from centuries past can help you build those healthy boundaries that are essential for your well-being and happiness. Trust me, setting limits isn't selfish, it's self-care on another level. Think about it. Stoicism is all about accepting what you can control and letting go of what you can't. When we apply this to our relationships, it means recognizing that we can't control other people's actions or demands, but we can absolutely control how we respond to them. It's like having an internal no button that you press when someone tries to cross your lines. First up, remember this. Your time and energy are precious resources. Don't just hand them out willy-nilly. You wouldn't give away free diamonds, would you? So why treat your most valuable assets any differently? Start saying no to things that drain you or don't align with your goals. Second, focus on what truly matters. You know, those people who always have your back, the ones who uplift and support you. Those are the relationships worth investing in. Cultivate those connections because they're the ones that will nourish your soul. Don't waste precious energy on toxic relationships that leave you feeling drained and depleted. Third, practice self-reflection. Take some time to really understand your needs and values. What makes you feel happy and fulfilled? What are your non-negotiables when it comes to relationships? Once you have a clear sense of yourself, it's much easier to set boundaries that protect your well-being. Ever felt like people take advantage of your kindness? You know the feeling when someone constantly asks for favors or relies on you for emotional support without offering anything in return. That's where the Stoic concept of virtue comes in. Being virtuous means acting with integrity and fairness, but it also means protecting yourself from exploitation. It's okay to say no to requests that feel burdensome or unfair, even if it means disappointing someone. And finally, remember that setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes time and practice to learn how to assert yourself effectively. Don't be afraid to make adjustments along the way. You might stumble a few times, but that's okay. Just keep learning, keep growing, and keep prioritizing your own well-being. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this person who constantly calls you late at night with their problems, expecting you to be their therapist on demand. They never return the favor or even acknowledge your own needs. It's draining, right? This is where healthy boundaries come in. Next time they call late at night, take a deep breath and remember, you are not obligated to solve everyone's problems. Politely let them know that you're unavailable at that hour and suggest an alternative time to talk. Or even better, say something like, "I care about you, but I need some space right now to recharge." It's amazing how setting those limits can not only protect your energy, but also empower you in the relationship. The other person might initially be surprised, but eventually they'll learn to respect your boundaries and appreciate your self-care. So here's what we covered today. Stoicism is all about finding inner peace by accepting what we can control and letting go of the rest. When it comes to relationships, that means setting healthy boundaries, protecting our time and energy, focusing on authentic connections, and practicing self-reflection. Remember, saying no is not a sign of weakness, it's a powerful act of self-respect. It's about prioritizing your well-being and creating space for the things that truly matter in life. Ready to take charge? Share this episode with someone who could use a dose of Stoic wisdom. And don't forget to leave a review, it means the world to me. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.